Say that to One Direction, dude.
The band?
Yeah, the band.
Okay.
You know, they're all individually fantastic, but somebody brought them together and somehow it just works.
But I know, but they sung together for months before they put out an album. Like, this is not going to be months.
I'm just saying that makes my dick go One Direction.
And it's hopefully down. Anyway, we're not gonna...
Hello and welcome to Digital Logic PC Gaming Podcast with Ender's Logic, Flopsy, and your host, Robert Digital. Now turn your game volume down, your earbuds up, and fucking enjoy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the DL Gaming Podcast. We're here with Chi.
Hey.
Chad.
Hey.
Emilio.
The OG crew.
Yep.
And myself. All right.
Welcome back
to the original crew. Good to have everyone back.
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a long while. Too long. Because
too long.
For, like, we haven't recorded together in probably 3 weeks now. It's almost been a whole month since I've seen Chad.
Yep.
We could just ask Austin how long it was, how way too long it was.
It was.
I came into the door. I'm like, Chad! I'm like, super enthused. And he just looks up and, like, gives me a nod. Not like...
I don't get
when
that
you get
excited.
Older, time just passes. Like,
yep.
he's had his fill of... female Asians this today.
Oh, it's just another Asian girl yelling at him. Not a good day, huh?
I wanted to briefly explain last week because I listened to the beginning part and I don't think we explained it very well. So if you guys didn't know what was going on last week, Lab Monkey, who was the guy talking about, or Thomas, his name was.
Well, there was a guy.
He's a longtime listener.
Yeah.
And so he came out and visited us. He brought a friend with him, Austin, who was the other guy that was on the podcast last week. I don't think we actually explained who those two people were.
Yeah.
So that was Lab Monkey, who's on our Discord channel. So if you're ever on Discord, you'll see Lab Monkey. And I think Austin is too. Do you know Austin's?
No, he's on our Discord now.
What?
Under Austin.
Under Austin. Okay.
Yeah.
So hit him up, say hi. That was a lot of fun last week, but I just didn't feel like we explained it very well. So there
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, great totally to have right. you out here. Yeah. I never got to say it over the podcast, but it was really nice meeting the both of them. Great personalities, a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
We'd be happy to have you back in San Diego anytime.
Yeah, that was awesome.
So when I first interviewed Lab Monkey so long ago, at the end after we cut, he was like, I'm going to do something and work my way back on the podcast. I did not think that he meant in person.
Yeah, seriously.
Eventually he
but
did.
But he did with the games, the monthly game that we were doing or still should be doing.
Yeah, yeah.
That was his idea, his brainchild, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he's an unofficial part of the podcast for sure.
Yeah.
And and I wasn't kidding when I said, like, he had more information than me. He speaks better than me. He's more concise than me. He's better on the podcast than
yeah.
me. He's just not as funny
the
as
one
me.
Guy.
And he's sober. Quark, quark. All while being sober.
Yeah. We now have two people that we're friends with that refuse to drink. Bobby and Lab Monkey.
Yeah.
I did want to kick this off with a little game. It's going to be very quick. It's not going to be like the last.
Start the timer right now. This is how long it takes Chad to get something ready on his phone.
Less than 5 minutes. Okay, so I have a list, and it's 6 items. I want you, when you know what makes the list all work together, I want you to go ahead and shout it out.
Oh, it's like a crafting game.
Yeah, this is it. This is just one list of 6. So the first thing is Lara Croft's breasts. The second item is over-enthusiastic cop cars in Race and Chase, which is a game that I'll explain in a little bit. The third thing is slowed-down space invaders.
Hmm.
The fourth thing is sprite flickering in adventure. The fifth thing is Street Fighter combos. And the sixth thing is the Konami code.
Things that go well together.
No.
No, damn.
The answer is, these are...
Wait, is anybody else going to guess? Or are we supposed
Kotaku
to get this?
Throwing up? I don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to pass.
Okay. Okay. These are all things that have changed kind of the gaming landscape, and they were all based on glitches bugs or things that weren't supposed to be.
Her tits were a bug?
So this is actually from a Cracked article, which is where I originally got it from, so I apologize for that. So I will try not to mention Cracked ever again. But anyways... Lara Croft's breasts he accidentally ramped him up to 150%, and suddenly, you know, it was kind of, that's how, where everybody wanted all the testers.
I think that's how you get the social justice warriors off your back.
But like,
it was a glitch.
But one of those things are,
they look like tumors. It's as a glitch.
They didn't have a whole lot of female primary characters back then.
No.
Metroid.
Yeah, and even Metroid back then, you didn't know it was a girl until you found out later on. So
her breasts were like one pixel wide.
It's a sad thing to say, but kind of Lara Croft's breasts kind of brought the girl main character to
Protagonist.
Life. To be okay. And then we've progressed since there, and now we're at Zarya.
We're up to fucking buttless girls in Overwatch. It's I can't stop bringing this up.
Tracer's a white girl, though. No, she should be buttless.
No, he means
two.
None of them.
Not two.
No. There are no butts in all of Overwatch at all. Like, flat. Like, so much so that
you don't
they're
know
taken
about
away.
May.
Huh?
Yeah, May could have a...
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm pretty sure... I'm about 90% sure that May is the pyro from TF2.
Probably.
Yeah.
All right. And then the second thing was the overenthusiastic cop cars in Race and Chase. They were designing a top-down racing game, and they had cop cars, and they were overenthusiastic. The testers just wanted to play that, and it turned into GTA.
Top-down GTA is so much fun.
Because,
original GTA.
Yeah, because of this glitch that they had. And then Space Invaders, he wanted to program the whole game that quickly, but the processing power wasn't strong enough. So when you started off, it was going really slow because it was chugging. And then it sped up naturally. And that kind of led to the development of a difficulty curve. They hadn't really had difficulty curves before that. Sprite flickering and adventure led to the first Easter egg, which is now what Easter eggs are.
Wait, what? Sprite what?
Sprite flickering. Do you know, you remember in Mega Man when you played like Mega Man 2? You'd get a whole bunch of things on screen and then they would appear and disappear, appear and disappear. You know what that is?
Yep.
That's called sprite flickering.
Okay.
But that was basically the first Easter egg was because of that glitch.
Okay.
And then the combos, obviously Street Fighter 2 didn't have combos, but they did. It was not intentionally put in, but they...
And it led to combo.
And then finally the Konami code. They put in the code originally because a game was too hard and they needed to test it.
Yeah.
And then they accidentally left it in, and now we have the Konami code now.
Nice.
So, anyways, that's the game.
Which I've seen t-shirts with up, up, down, down.
Yeah.
I got fairly close. Kotaku is just another article website. I mean, you know, news website. And
for sure.
That was one of those.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Bobby didn't peek through the veil of the Matrix too. So those are all.
We don't know if Bobby's awake right now.
Celebrated glitches, I guess.
Bobby's probably been having a tough day because he worked a full day and BlizzCon kicked off today, which we'll cover in a second. And so he's trying to watch Heroes of the Storm videos. He's trying to watch BlizzCon videos, and he tried to work a full day today. He's probably pretty much done with today.
Also be my undercover lover. There's a lot.
Sexting you all day, too? Mm-hmm. That's got to be hard.
Got a lot going on.
Yes, you do. Quick question, Bobby.
Yeah.
So Pharaoh Steve and Pixel Squid, shout out to two of our listeners, posted up on our Steam group, on our thread about what games do you want us to play. They asked us to play Fractured Space, which we had played 6 months ago or whatever. It's been a while ago. So I was going to do them a solid and post up which episode that we did it on. We used to have a search button to search through the tagging functionality on our website. I cannot find that now. Can you? Is that still around?
Well, let me go to our website, dlgaming.net,
and
see if that's there, because I'm pretty sure... It was. I'm scrolling down. Yep, there it is, right there.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah. So it's
it should
moved,
definitely be at the top.
It's moved from the top down towards the middle.
Well, it's below our Twitter feed, which is very long.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it should be. It should probably be up at the top.
Okay. Well, so I guess the conclusion is there is a search function. We tag every game. Bobby tags every game we play of every episode. So if you are ever curious, feel free to go ahead and search in our search function on the website.
And Fractured Space is a prequel to Fractured Butthole.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm going to try sneaking that title every single time.
But we did enjoy Fractured Space.
Yes.
We just haven't gotten back to it.
Correct.
What and is Fractured Space?
It's a MOBA like a with spaceships.
It's okay. So it's not like a comedic... last very homoerotic
game. I was joking.
Chad,
or you were playing Emilio, sorry.
Yeah.
Or you guys were playing it together, I don't know.
Yeah, we do get homoerotic together. Every
you guys with joystick.
Yeah. Wow. But yeah.
Well, we talked about the errors last week. Let's talk about what's coming out soon. A lot of stuff. First of all, Infinite Warfare, the new Call of Duty game. I don't know if it's just me, but I feel like this game has not really been a big release. Like, I feel like a lot of people are not talking about this or anticipating
it's there for the console gamers, I feel like.
I just want to preface this by saying we're going to come out Tuesday. We're recording Friday. It came out today. So when you guys hear it, it'll already have been out a couple days, but it's new for us because
this is not making waves. It made waves when people were like, space, nobody wants space, or something like that. I don't know.
Well, I feel like it's been getting less and less every year, but this year, I feel like nobody even cares. And before, it was like, well, it's coming out, nobody really cares, but we're all buying it anyway. I don't even know if people are buying it now.
I would honestly play this game for the single player. I'm more interested in trying out the single player, because Call of Duty tends to have a more robust single player than Battlefield.
Mm-hmm.
It's in space, they can do a lot of scripted stuff in their story. So I'm kind of honestly interested, but I wouldn't pay $60 just for the single player experience.
Oh, there's person. I mean, there's a famous person in this one too. Who is it?
Does a voice know? Actor?
Yeah, kind of like Kevin Spacey did the last one.
Yeah,
which I enjoyed that one, by the way. What?
I kind of agree with Bobby on this one, where it's no one's really talking about it, but I do hear people talking about picking it up or buying it. My brothers, I know I totally call out my brothers every single time. I heard that, by the way, from the last stream. But they were organizing, purchasing this together and playing it with their friends. I'm not on that because they're buying it on console. And on top of that, also, I feel like I've been pushing the only RPG I've been playing all month, but they would rather play Call of Duty. I'm like, what's so great about this game that you can't play a recommendation of mine.
Yeah.
So much. So what is so great and different about this Call of Duty versus all of its predecessors?
I think, to me, it seems like it's a merging of Call of Duty and like a Titanfall or something like that.
Yeah, where
it's
exactly.
Like space, a lot of jumping around and stuff. I think they do zero-G portions, but I think it is within a framework. It's not just the whole level of zero-G and you just go around.
Lawbreakers,
I think is how it is. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Isn't Infinite Warfare kind of well known also because it was one of the most downvoted YouTube clips of all time or
and
something?
Part of that might be because this comes with a redone version of Call of Duty Modern Warfare, or Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare, which is the most popular game. But you have to, in order to get it, you have to buy Infinite Warfare.
What a way to drive up sales, huh?
Yeah.
Could you imagine?
I feel like the next Call of Duty is just going to be Call of Duty Zombies. And it's like a full game.
No, it's going to be Space Zombies, sure.
I think they mentioned zombies in the wiki art.
Don't they always come out with a zombie version right after
they always get zombie mode.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's a no from all of us, right, on Infinite Warfare.
Yeah, fuck. Call of Duty. I don't know anybody excited about this game.
Yeah.
Well, it's a console.
It's a console game.
I mean, the hubbub around work hasn't been high either. See, I know none of us are really excited, but I work with a bunch of like 11-year-olds, and they're the ones usually playing this game, and nobody's talking about
it. I'm just a little surprised they tried to release this a week or 2 weeks after Battlefield 1.
Like, well, it always releases
in
November.
They always compete against each other.
There was a conspiracy 4 years ago that I don't know if they were serious about this or not, but that Call of Duty was being released right before the election to keep people from going to vote and to keep them at home playing video games. I don't know. It sounds like some bullshit somebody made up as a joke, and then a few people might have taken it seriously, but I thought that was interesting.
That's funny.
As the election year is upon us.
Don't remind me.
Chats, I just had this thought, and I think I'm spot on. I don't know why. So you make fun of me. Today it happened. I opened my brand new phone, which I'm going to bring up later, and it has some stuff to talk about, like some text. And I just rip off the packaging, and I'm right to the phone. And you always make fun of me for not reading anything.
Yeah.
This goes with games, everything. I just get into it, and I expect it to work intuitively.
Yeah.
But you read everything, and that's why you explain things to me later.
Yep.
Because I don't, thank you, I don't know how it works because I didn't read it, right?
That is correct.
And conversely, you never look up how to play anything ever. Like, you'll just jump right into the, you won't go on practice mode. You
correct,
won't,
yes.
And you won't, you'll just jump into the most difficult character there is.
That's how I do it.
You too?
Yeah.
No, I know. We play Vermintide together.
We'll save details for later, guys. Yeah.
It's just funny because...
So you're saying I should play practice mode and you should read things?
Yeah, I guess tutorial. Is what I'm saying. I forgot what my point was. What was the next point that we were talking about?
No idea.
God damn it.
All right.
Shit.
And he's not drunk, fellas.
Okay. No, I'm on my way, though.
Next up, football manager. I'm taking over Bobby's spot. Go for it.
Oh, no, you can go for it. Football manager 2017. Anybody interested?
Hell no.
This is a big deal for a lot of people outside the U.S., so I just wanted to bring this up because we do have quite a bit of non-U.S.
I would say like 10% of our listenership is like European.
Yeah, so this is one of those games that I would be into if I knew a little bit about football, but unfortunately I haven't been kept up with it. So
football as in Soccer Manager?
Yeah, okay. This is Soccer Manager. This is one that's set up like you are. You can either create a team or you can take over a team, and it's not about playing the game. It's about controlling the team as they pick up players, trade players, and it's based on, you know, how far can you go down,
yeah.
How much can you win, and everything.
I think
like
it
that.
Is really cool because it is it seems like a resource manager, and if you're passionate about it, then it would be great. I can't get into this.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter what sport. I wouldn't even know what type of resource game other than like Harvest Moon that I would be interested in it. But I understand if you are into football, it'd be great.
Yeah. Okay, so that's a no across the board, Bobby. I'm assuming that's a no for you as well.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd be interested in trying it just to see what it was all about. But I'd probably do it with the Out of the Park Baseball, the baseball version of this. And I don't know if you need to go into that with a knowledge of the players, knowing who's good and who isn't and who's valuable.
Well, they're
I'm
all
sure
like,
it helps.
They probably have
it's
some
all got
sort
a rating system, so it doesn't
yeah.
really matter. Like, it's all rated.
But,
they got
Chad,
numbers.
You know more about soccer than the average.
By the way, while I was out, you guys were talking about some sports stuff. Yeah, you were talking about Out of the Park, I think, or something like that. And
oh, yeah.
I was just shaking my head the whole
yeah.
time.
That's how it works.
You guys are an embarrassment.
That's part of the fun of podcasts is like quietly disagreeing. You're like, I'm so much smarter than
I'm
these
I'm not
fucks.
Quietly. I'm yelling at you in my car.
But
as
that's
I'm
why I'm on the podcast, so everybody can think that they're smarter than a podcaster.
That's true. Okay, I agree with that.
No, but you do know more about soccer than most Americans.
I would sit down.
You watch it.
I do. I watch it if it's there, but it's not like... Because... English.
I just hope they have that Irish guy.
English Premier League comes on at like 4 in the morning. And yes, we get every match of English Premier League, but you have to be up at 4 in the morning to watch it. And I don't.
It's called TiVo. It's been around for years. Actually, it's not even called TiVo anymore.
It's not even called TiVo. All right, next up. So that's a no across the board on Football Manager.
If
I had a free copy, I would give it a go.
Yeah, but
on.
You'd be playing it as you would be playing Harvest Moon. Not Harvest Moon, but the other one. You know what I mean? It's just a simulation.
Stardew Valley?
Yeah, you're just playing a simulation for the sake of... Does it really matter?
I think this is a step beyond Stardew Valley. If you look at the screenshots of this game, it looks like an Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, Bobby, you're not interested in boxing, but you had so much fun with the boxing simulator, right? Right?
Yeah, I mean, it's not... You don't have to... But it's not like those are real boxers. It's not like I'm playing a fantasy league of boxing.
All I'm saying is that you don't need... I'm trying to back up Chad here, that you don't need to be interested in the subject matter to enjoy...
In a game
enjoying.
Like this, I think it helps.
It does.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
Okay, next up.
If it's well-designed, it's well-designed.
And obviously it is, because a ton of people play this one. This one... Wait, there's a couple different versions.
Is there another game in town, though?
Yeah, this one is the Sega version called Football Manager 2017. I believe there's another one that's even more popular, but I'm not 100% sure.
Hmm.
I'm not in depth in my football manager simulation. Whatever. Anyways, Dishonored 2.
So Dishonored 2, I'd be playing if I didn't have two companies. Did I mention that I have two companies? No.
I gotta do that again. Huh?
I'm definitely going to wait until this goes on sale. Not that I'm not... I know... Well, I'm pretty sure it's going to be stellar. The first one was fan-fucking-tastic. And I don't even like stealth games.
If I recall, Dishonored is... You said stealth game, so I was thinking this was a war game.
This is the one with the mask that you put on and you get abilities.
Gee, you got to play it. Do we have family share yet?
No, we don't.
But I tried to set it up with you and you said we got to do this later.
Yeah.
So, okay.
I was probably
if you haven't played Dishonored,
yeah.
I probably would love Dishonored.
This game's right up your alley.
It's fantastic.
And you don't have to play stealth in this game, too.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's funny because it's like go loud, go soft, and there's also a go good, go bad kind of. There's two of those things going on at the same time.
Okay. So that's a yes for you on Dishonored?
Oh, for sure. But I'll wait till the discount for me just because I'm so busy.
I actually didn't like Dishonored as much as other people did, but I will play it off your family share if you get it.
Bobby, where are you at?
No, because I...
You don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't know what
you got to play the first one.
Yeah, you should.
I should dabble, yes.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
I'll eventually play this. I really like the first one, and I don't like stealth games or steampunk, but yeah. I really did enjoy the first Dishonored, so eventually I'll get to this. I got... You know, when these new games come out, even if they look good, unless it's like something I'm absolutely crazy about, I'm not gonna buy it day one. And this game is not doing review codes. That's been kind of a big deal.
Oh, really?
Well,
it's
who
kind
are
of
they?
Been...
It's Bethesda.
Bethesda, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's their new thing now. They're like, fuck you guys. We make quality shit. We're just going to put it out when it comes out. When's the last bad Bethesda game? I'm not saying that they... There might be one. I haven't thought about it. But can somebody name one?
Yeah. No, I'm not sure.
So there's... You know, it's kind of like iPhone doesn't give out their iPhones to reviewers before the iPhone comes out.
Yeah, but conversely, you have on several occasions said, I wasn't thinking about this game, but it got a 93 on Metacritic, so now I'm thinking of picking it up.
For sure.
So, in that respect, they don't have your vote yet because they haven't sent review games out. And if it is so good, why don't they send reviews out? Because it could potentially get more people interested.
Probably because that whole caveat, where we are reviewing a review copy, things might not be what they are on release day.
Yeah.
That whole thing probably fucked them more than once.
Yeah.
And if you know and you really believe in your product, you can do this. There aren't a whole lot of other devs that can get away with what Bethesda is doing. And I believe that Bethesda can get away with this. They're big enough. They're my favorite developer.
Including Blizzard?
Yeah, for sure.
Beyond
I play health? One Blizzard game. I play every Bethesda game.
No, you don't. You play Hearthstone. You just aren't playing it right
played.
Now. No, no. it's like the AIDS. You don't get it back out of your body. You always have the Hearthstone in you.
No, you're right. I think Blizzard has kind of hacked humans.
They've figured out the formula.
Yeah, they got me good. It's kind of like Marvel. Marvel figured, not Marvel, but Disney. They know how to mix just enough comedy with just enough action and billion-dollar movies over and over and over.
Yeah.
They figured out humans.
I can't disagree with that.
Yeah.
All right, Bobby, you want to drag us by our nuts
or wake up? Waking up would be nice.
I guess we're going to talk about BlizzCon now, which kicked off this Friday.
Oh, yeah, you have the virtual ticket, and me too. Mm-hmm. I completely forgot about it until tonight, honestly.
I was a little confused because I logged in, and I was watching something, and it said, click here to buy a virtual ticket, and I thought I already did. And I was trying to click on something to watch it, but I didn't even notice it wasn't even being streamed. It was like... the Blizzard Heroes comedy hour. I'm like, what the hell is that?
That's what I was getting too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but apparently they just don't stream some things, and then they stream some things that only virtual ticket holders have access to, mostly panels, and then they have esports and like big panels that everybody can watch.
Well, I hear they're hurting for money, so they can't.
Yeah.
They can't
Blizzard,
stream.
Yeah.
I do
stream.
Like the concept of the virtual ticket.
If it was easy to stream, we'd be streaming. We're the number one gaming podcast on iTunes.
Gaming or PC?
Video PC gaming. Sorry. Okay.
Are we actually? That's awesome.
Yeah. Number one PC gaming. PC gaming, exactly.
PC gaming podcast. You gotta have
so
podcasts.
You just typed in PC space gaming on iTunes. Yeah.
And with three males and one female.
Yeah.
You gotta put that in there too. And then, yeah.
Yeah.
We're weekly, right up there.
Weekly show. And yeah, we're at least the.
From San Diego. Page.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I think that joke no, but a bit too long.
Sometimes you just got to keep going, Bobby, to make it funny. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it curls background to funny after you've dragged it in the ground long enough. The same thing was happening with me. I think what's going on, the panel that I really wanted to watch was Warcraft, what's coming up next? What's up next? And I cannot get it to run because that happened earlier today. And it's just not running for me. So I think it's not available to me until it all becomes available to me, right? Aren't at some point they're going to make it all available for the virtual ticket?
The virtual ticket, you can watch anything for 2 weeks after the event.
Yeah.
So you have plenty of time to watch it in stride, which is great because if you were to actually attend the event, there's no way that you would see everything.
But can't you do all that on YouTube anyway?
No.
Not with the exclusive content.
Yeah.
But the thing is, if you're watching this to get inside secrets or like first minute reveals, it's not really worth it because as soon as it happens, people post it all over Reddit.
Why is it worth it, period?
Just to be part of the experience, and everybody wants those exclusive skins.
Yeah,
I would say if you really wanted to go to BlizzCon, but you just couldn't, you know, book that pricey ticket, the pricey hotel, the pricey transportation.
Well, not that. But, but if you can't stream it, then you're getting it at the same time that it's on YouTube anyway, right? Or am I misreading this?
Not the exclusive content.
Which is what?
There's three different levels. There's a few things that are available to everybody.
Okay.
There's more things that are available to your virtual ticket, and then there's a couple things that are only available to those that are there at the show. Is that right, Bobby?
Mm-hmm.
So there's three different levels.
Bobby and I
have the middle level.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where we get more content than you can get, but not as much content as if you were there.
Yeah, and I think the reason that they're doing this, too, is because it's damn near impossible to get a ticket for BlizzCon to actually attend in person.
Yeah, it sucks.
Bobby, I've heard you say that probably four times. Like, have you actually tried?
Oh, yeah, I've tried for years.
I've snuck in very successfully.
You can buy it off of eBay. Like, they go for about $400 or $500, and you have to meet the person
there. You got to have boobs for that.
Walk in with them. And you have to go about it. It's not like they just mail you the ticket.
What's funny is I have friends that work for Blizzard, and if I really had worked on it, I'm pretty sure I could have gotten a ticket. But honestly, like this year it was so busy. I just got back from the trip and all that. I didn't even try.
There's
got
to be a convention we all can go to. What would that convention be?
Well, you would have thought Twitch since it was in San Diego.
Well, we almost had it.
Yeah.
QuakeCon.
I would love that, where we can actually bring our computers and play. Lab Monkey, we're coming for you.
Yeah, all four of us.
And we decided, well, we'll talk about that later, but about the logistics. What was it? Oh, my second girlfriend ever, when I was like in high school still.
He switched up to his left hand.
She asked me, she's a brilliant programmer at the time. She's like, so I got an offer from IBM to be a programmer, but also this company in Redwood City, they make video games, like Blizzard. Have you ever heard of them?
Oh my goodness.
This was like 1946, right?
Yeah, they had just come out with Diablo 2, I believe.
Amazing.
They are one of the biggest ever, and she went with IBM.
So, wow. Oh, and IBM is just going down since then, isn't it?
Yeah, there's been a lot of cuts, but she's made the cuts.
I'm from my hometown, had a huge IBM headquarters.
Yeah. Wow.
And all I remember was this giant layoff, and everybody, half the city went unemployed.
Side note, she was making the San Jose price for an IBM employee. They moved her to Arizona.
Oh, my God.
And then
she bought six mansions?
She kept the San Jose, and then she found out what her coworkers were making.
Oh, my gosh.
She's making $20,000 more for the same job.
Yeah.
And they kept her.
Ooh. All right, so let's run through some but you didn't drop her because of the money though.
No.
Yeah. Okay. So let's run through some BlizzCon news, Bobby.
Can you click the link there, Bobby?
If you want to click it up there. So the first thing at the top. Bobby is.
We're getting to use his right hand.
That's we got a half a man today.
Bobby, you want some of my coffee?
Okay. So first up is a little WoW news. They're doing a pet. Nobody gives a shit about that.
But it's so cool. Cute. It's a little kitty. Yeah. Everybody loves cats on the internet.
It's going to be $15. They're going to give it all to Make-A-Wish, yada, yada, yada. Anyways, the big news is they're doing a 7.1.5. It's not a full update, but a half update. They're releasing two things. Time Walking. I think I'm the only one that cares about this. So, Chad, they're releasing Time Walking for Mists of Pandaria. No, Warlords of Draenor. And they're releasing the Fight Club, Brawl Club. Chad, are you interested? Yes, I am. Okay. next up, Overwatch.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is you,
Amelia. Go ahead.
Well, there's probably more information than I actually... All of my information comes from the short animated short that I just watched on Sombra. She sounds Hispanic. Her accent sounds not Mexican, but maybe...
I wasn't a fan of the voice actor for her.
Well, that's because she was Hispanic.
Oh, my bad. Yeah.
So she sounded Puerto Rican or Cuban to me.
Yeah, she did. Yeah.
So it's good to have a representation of La Raza. But she's a hacker, which I don't even think they have internet down there, so that's kind of weird. But she definitely has like a...
That's a burn.
She can go invisible, and the other thing is she can put down an item and then teleport back to that item. That's what you figured out from the video. By the way, these animated shorts, this is probably the worst one I've seen. Probably ever.
You think
maybe.
So?
Yeah.
I liked it.
But compared to all the other, I don't know.
I think it left a lot of questions. And the shorts don't generally leave a lot of questions.
Well, she is the shadow.
This one here, I just didn't know how they incorporate like the broad and the general story together. They did.
Like, who was the
Russian lady?
The Russian lady, and then...
She's the owner of Russia.
Zarya's
boss, too.
Who's the daughter that's in the picture? Like, there's a lot of these...
The daughter of the owner of Russia?
Yeah, but why do we care about her? And why did they do the double
She's the
show?
Owner of Russia.
From watching the short, I like the way Sombra looks. I didn't mind her voice acting so much. You know, she's kind of playful and sexy. I do like that. She's purple, so Twitch lovers are going to love that too. But I think she's going to change up the game a little bit in terms of like how close or spread out.
She's a game changer.
On your bingo cards at home.
In terms
check
of
off
like,
the game changer.
You know, she does have a lot of teleportation and invisible techniques. And when I think of anybody that's a scout, Tracer's the only scout class, really.
Yeah,
maybe Reaper a little bit.
She's like
Reaper's
Puerto
slow
Rican
and
Tracer.
He's got short range. So with this one here, I'm hoping that it just there's more. Movement in games now. Running around as a group.
Did you guys get an ultimate out of any of her things?
Not an ultimate.
So we
except
got the
for turning that.
We got the teleportation. We got the invisibility, and we got some sort of hacking ability.
Well, she can hack like things. Like
maybe she can make
things.
A giant arm come out of the floor.
Yeah,
or something.
That'd be sick.
Or something.
I'm hoping
walls.
That they incorporate
if she touches the wall. Something could happen. Who knows?
I'm hoping they incorporate some sort of a level. You know, like things in the level. Like you were talking about, what's
the
that
platforms.
Factory? Like maybe change the platforms
speed or the
on
platforms
the
or something.
Yeah, something like that.
I mean,
that would be cool.
It almost looked like she had a blink too.
Yeah, something like that.
Where when she was jumping up and chasing the Russian, she kind of blinked through the sky instead of
She could climb walls. I think
similar to Genji.
In Genji, a lot of guys can do that. Actually,
okay. The other thing they announced was Overwatch League. And I actually have more information here that you guys probably don't know yet.
Well, they're supposed to go live with it during...
There's two things.
BlizzCon.
I'm actually looking at the ESPN article because ESPN now does esports stuff. And
crazy.
This is a big thing. But they are actually... So one of the things they're doing is a combine. And if you know NFL stuff, you know what the combine is. But for the three people in the room that have no idea
what
I know what
a combine
about,
is. That's where people put up the combine numbers.
Yeah.
And you could be like,
but
really
what are the combine numbers? What do you mean? Do you know what that means?
Yeah, like 10-foot jump, like 40-yard dash.
Yeah, you put up like your statistics, and people compare you versus other people, and then it
teams.
Affects your drafts.
Yeah,
they're doing a similar thing. They're setting up a combine, and they're going to invite the top ladder people to go and participate in this combine, and then teams that are looking for players can pick up. Players based on what they've done in the combine.
Damn. Let's fast forward 15 years. We're in like What was the guy's name that they in this video that we watched? Something 66 or something.
Crusher 99.
Crusher 99. Yeah.
So like imagine, and now the Eastern European is going to make their team, and they win Crusher 99, and then he gets like the phone call, and then they do the negotiation just like the NFL draft.
Yeah.
Dude, what the fuck?
The other thing that they're doing. So any player picked up during the signing period will have a guaranteed minimum baseline salary and benefits. So they're actually trying to make this a job, you know, like it's something that people do.
They're trying to do the NFL.
The other thing that they're trying to do is they are trying to be more like traditional sports. And one of the ways they're doing that is the teams are going to be region based. So they're going to have teams based on cities. And then what they're trying to do is trying to get people to be interested in the team because of your region, you know?
Yeah.
Like if there was an LA or a San Diego.
This is what I've been saying is wrong with regular teams all my life. I think that you should only be able to be drafted from a radius around your stadium. Because why would I care how much money that the owner of my team, just in my opinion, and why I've never got into sports, is because it should be people from your area. And you root for your people. Well, this is fantastic.
My thing is,
I think
is,
they must have heard me ranting.
Yeah, I'm sure it was you that caused this overrun.
I have a main line. I have a red phone that says Blizzard in my room.
I'm sure. Mm-hmm. My question is, does that mean denial? Does that mean Cloud 9? Does that mean all these other ones are out? Because that is a large majority of the money in. And if that money isn't in, then how are they going to make it work?
Blizzard can do whatever they want.
It's true. But do you see this as a concern? That since it's not a denial esports team,
no,
suddenly...
they're doing the same thing with Heroes of the Storm. So I know a little bit about this. They're trying to make more consistent play. There was a really good article on the NASDAQ about how basically the sum of it is Blizzard made a ton of money, like a ridiculous amount.
What? And, I'm shocked.
They're investing a lot of it in esports. And that, I mean, it so, probably means esports is going to be a big thing because they believe in it, but they're backing this 100%. So they're trying to create more regular play throughout the year rather than having these big, giant tournaments. And that includes putting teams and players on contract. And just like in Overwatch, they're putting they're making it a lot easier for people who are really good or amateur teams to make it up into the more professional leagues and be able to play with that, and then they have global championships. They had a whole video outlining this for Heroes of the Storm, but they did say that it's not going to affect sponsorships. You're going to get paid by Blizzard, but you can also have sponsors who pay you as well and take a cut of your winnings. So this could be a career. Like you are guaranteed a position in this league for 6 months if you qualify, if you're on a good team, and that is in addition to any winnings that you make from the tournaments and in addition to anything coming from sponsorships as well as whatever you're making off of streaming. I mean, it's basically making it so you can make a living, a stable, secure living off of esports, which has never really been done before. I mean, it's just like you have to like roll the dice. You gamble your entire life on this. You put everything on the line, and if you win, you win big, and if you don't, then, you know, fuck, you got
people
no
are already
marketable
doing
job
that.
Skills.
You covered this about 2 weeks ago, right, mm-hmm. Bobby?
Yeah, we talked a little bit about it, but you guys probably weren't listening, so I thought I'd explain it again.
No, I got it. But what I'm saying, what it really entices me is to, if there was a San Diego team, and I know...
I doubt there'd be a San Diego, but there probably will be an LA team.
But let's just say, right? And Bobby is the manager, and he has all the money. But I know that he can't draft people from LA or from Las Vegas or from Taiwan and bring them. Does anybody know what I'm trying to say here? Like a homegrown team really from a radius from where the team is from.
It doesn't make
so much more important than just saying San Diego Chargers. The San Diego Chargers, what?
I mean, I think that sounds nice, but I just don't see how that could be done.
Well, that's what Chad's saying, right? Isn't that what you just said?
Well, if you were talking about it from a football perspective, Texas would just win every fucking time because all the fucking players come, a large part comes from Texas. You can't make a fair league.
Okay, but is that what they're trying to do here?
What they're trying to do is it sounds like they're going to say there is an LA team that's in this Overwatch League, and this team is LA based. And the people and the gamers that are part of this team are going to be in LA, and they want you, if you're in the LA area, to be rooting for your team because it's LA based.
Yeah.
You know, something like that, which we've never before had in esports. It's always been, you know, denial.
Which is so much,
the
yeah.
closest is a country, right? We root for U.S., right? We were just
North
watching
America.
Yeah, North America.
Or whichever logo you found.
Yeah.
Like, you get down to the point where you're like, oh, I like these guys.
Or you watch a streamer that you really like, and he's on a team. And
yeah, exactly.
Would it be easier to just do it more directionally region-based, like U.S. West, U.S. East?
Yeah, I'm not really sure.
We'll see how this plays out.
Well,
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's something.
You just got
new.
Me excited.
Yeah.
All right. What
anything
else?
Else?
BlizzCon.
Anything else Overwatch related? Keeping track at home, Emil is peeing for the second time.
Take a shot.
Yeah.
I think it's really interesting how they're able to pull from people based on their stats. I was watching, and I was playing Junkenstein before the event was over with actually the top 12th Junkenstein team.
Huh.
You know the Junkenstein event where you're killing
robots? I have not played Overwatch in weeks, but I'm assuming.
It was the Brawl event where you kill, it's a horde of robots.
Okay.
And there are mini bosses, and Junkenstein will, like, he'll spawn a Roadhog or a Reaper. And you can get up to 5 stars and a certain amount of high scores. And the friends that were playing with me, I didn't realize how great they were at this brawl. Everybody's tracked based on where their region, U.S.,
yep.
China, and they were placed 12 out of the entire U.S. region.
Wow.
So it for me, the way you guys were talking about esports and how the kind of the unsung heroes, people who are amazing at games, but they're just not targets on the map. Something like this where you can pull from just looking at the rankings, they might have an open opportunity to join a real competitive and playing, you know, paying team.
Yeah.
So that's cool.
My concern is, though, is Overwatch kind of saying, you know, team play isn't as important as individual play? Because, you know, if you
you're not going to make a team unless you can play with strangers, dude, or play well with strangers.
I know, but we're talking about a combine, and then they're going to go into the league. These aren't teams that have played together for 6 months, developed stress
yeah,
and all that
but
stuff.
But if they
you know
bring
what I mean?
You on and you can't do well, they're going to get rid of you before you get signed.
But that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is they're going to have a combine. It's just like in football. They have a combine, you get drafted, you get on a team, and then a couple weeks later you play in a real game. If you're talking MOBA, you can't be a top team that's just thrown together. Like,
yeah,
it takes so much coordination.
Say that tonight.
So is Overwatch just not as team-based as other games? Is that what we're saying?
No, Overwatch is entirely team-based.
I think all these games are entirely team-based. In the HOTS tournament that's going on right now, a couple of Chinese players couldn't get visas to get over to the States, which second year in a row this happened. So what they did is they took the best players from another team, threw them on that team who had visas, and they threw those guys in there, and they did horrible. They did so bad, I think the Americans beat them.
Wow, that's bad.
Say that to One Direction, dude.
The band?
Yeah, the band.
Okay.
You know, they're all individually fantastic, but somebody brought them together and somehow it just works.
But I know, but they sung together for months before they put out an album. Like, this is not going to be months.
I'm just saying that makes my dick go One Direction.
And it's hopefully down. Anyways, we're talking here. Storm.
Bobby's about to walk out of his own apartment.
StarCraft had some shit nobody cares about. Heroes of the Storm, Bobby.
I don't know. I might
old
get back
statement.
Into StarCraft.
We lost our only StarCraft fan.
Yeah, Bobby, you played the single player recently, right?
Expansion?
No.
No?
StarCraft?
Yeah.
No.
What was the... What
I could have sworn. We both think that you
played
StarCraft.
I played Heart of the Swarm like 5 months ago.
That was recently.
There we go. That was recent. Five months is recent.
To old folks like us, that's right. Recently.
Heroes of the Storm, a couple new characters coming out. Pretty much my question going into BlizzCon was, what could they possibly announce for Heroes of the Storm? They've already given us this whole StarCraft theme event with maps, characters, a few other things. And it's like, what could you... The Brawl mode, which everyone's been waiting forever. And I hate it, for the record. Do not like the Brawl
that's
mode.
That's the all middle... No, that's
no,
just
no,
like
no.
an arena
it's
mode.
It's a random thing.
There's
it's
a
like
Brawl in every game that they have.
Yeah. And everyone was so excited for it. And I was like, oh, that sounds cool. Because I thought it was going to be like Arena and Smite. And then I get in there and I'm like, I fucking hate this. This is everything I hate about it.
How could you be surprised? Overwatch has a brawl.
I never played the Overwatch brawl. I never played the Hearthstone brawl. I've never played a single brawl in my life.
So you don't know.
Yeah, I don't know a Blizzard brawl.
It's just, it's basically their testing grounds. They test out new mechanics. And then if they work, they put them in the game.
Well, that's not what this is.
Never mind. Did she bring up the Frankenstein's Revenge?
Yep.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. While you were peeing, she brought it up. Now you're bringing it up. She's coming back.
No, you can go pee, Chi.
So, the current brawl right now in Overwatch, not sure if you played it, but it's all Pharah, only Mercy. It's the most pointless brawl I've ever played.
Oh, my God.
All you're doing is flying around in the sky, dying, not killing anything. You just feel like a fucking bird, a worthless fucking bird for 30 minutes.
All of them are them trying new mechanics,
that's what it seems like it's shaping up to be in Heroes. Like the one they have now is called Hammer Time, where everyone plays Sergeant Hammer on a certain map, and people figure out what works, what cheese works, and they just execute that. And if you have more people on your team who understand what that is, then you win, and it's pretty one-sided. But I don't care.
Understand, because when we played Smite, their daily match or whatever was always a lot of fun. Like it was just like... It was just like nonsense. Just get in there and lose. It didn't really matter. Like, why is Brawl bad?
I didn't play that much of that in Smite. I played a lot of Arena, which I enjoyed, but the weird brawls that they had were like everybody's Freya now. Like, I didn't really like those as much.
Because you could get knocked out so quick. I think that's why. Because if you lost the first time, you'd figure out what you need to do, and the second game, you'd win, and you wanted to get those gems for that day.
But, yeah.
You know.
You figure it out in one game, and then it's like, why play it more? And in Heroes of the Storm, you play three of those, and you get 1,000 gold and like a portrait. So you have to play three, but feel like playing one.
Exactly. What if you just got your 1,000 gems if you
have to play
one
three
win
a week? So maybe you could spread it out.
Everyone wants
to get over with.
I guess.
Yeah. But anyway, they're pretty much. Giving everybody what they asked for with Heroes of the Storm. It's crazy. Like, the wish list of everybody on Reddit has been answered. They announced two new heroes, Varian Wrynn and Ragnaros, yeah. I mean, they look cool and amazing. They look like they do new and interesting things. That's all well and good. They got great character design. But what I'm excited about...
Please contain yourself, Bobby.
Yeah.
Like, calm down just a little bit.
Yeah, seriously.
They kind of hinted in, someone asked the question if we're going to get Vol'jin or a Troll, and the developer made a comment about the Amani bear, which is like, that's the bear they ride, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. So
it's got like tusks.
He didn't say yes or no, but that was kind of like yep, that's probably on the way. But then again, there's so many different things that are coming. It's really, when are they going to be released? But the cool thing that they're going to add that everyone's been asking for, things like voice chat, in-game voice chat, because HOTS is such a team-based game. It relies so heavily on communication. Hero swapping during draft, like in Smite. Someone has first pick, you say, hey man, grab me our healer, because we want to lock that.
That's just
down.
Standard.
Yeah, it's something that, like, why the hell didn't we have this before? So they're finally going to do that.
They can't afford all that bandwidth, guys. We already covered this.
Yeah, they're running out of money, that's right.
Clans they're going to be doing, which is something they had in the game before, and then they took it out, and I'd say a small group of people were upset about that, but it was kind of nice to have clans. And one other thing, what are they doing? Something with getting rid of the cap on the levels, which doesn't mean anything to a lot of people who are just starting in the game, but to people like me who have been at level 40 and reached all the maximum rewards, it's like, it's pretty meaningless. So they're going to raise that, and I don't know, have something that goes along with it, maybe some rewards, portraits, whatever.
Did you see the Play with Friends announcement for Heroes of the Storm?
Yeah, they're doing like heavy XP bonus rewards. You can basically get 225% extra XP.
No, this is a cross-promotional Hearthstone and Overwatch promotion. Hmm. Did you see that? Google that. So if you play with friends, if you get 15 matches play with friends, you get the Oni Genji skin for Overwatch, as well as... a couple things, and then they got another bonus at 30. Play with friends.
So what exactly do you have to do?
Play with friends.
But do you have to play?
No, like, you have to play Heroes of the Storm. 15 matches of Heroes of the Storm played with somebody on your friends list. If you do that, you get the Oni skin. Look up the Oni Genji skin.
Bobby, that's probably Chad, the best we can way. Knock this out in like an hour or two, right?
15 matches on Heroes of the Storm?
Oh, Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah, this is a
Heroes of the Storm. Hearthstone. I was hearing Hearthstone.
So it's one of those things. I think Hi-Rez did this with
Ooh, that's a sick skin.
Yeah, isn't that fucking sick?
That is a really sick skin.
That's a Genji skin.
Looks like something out of Shadow Warrior.
So scroll down.
So you have to in order to get this skin in Overwatch, yep. You have to play games in Heroes of the Storm.
It says right there, 15 matches of Heroes of the Storm will unlock the Oni Genji skin to use in Overwatch.
Yeah, there's that all sounds great, but let me tell you. What happens when they do some sort of promotion like this is we get a bunch of people in HOTS who play Leoric because Leoric dies, turns into a ghost, and then respawns wherever he's standing at. And something about that does not trigger the AFK thing. So you can basically run into a tower, stand there, and then respawn and die again. So every time something like this happens, we get a bunch of randos in games that just do that over and over again.
So you're not excited about this?
Not really, no. And they did the same thing with, Hi-Rez did the same thing with trying to get people to play Global Agenda for some god-awful reason. And I did that. I spent 30 hours in Global Agenda to get a skin for that. Who's that dude when you lay down the cannons?
Yeah, Vulcan.
Vulcan, yeah. It was a good skin.
Bobby, or I could have paid like three. Done one shitload of things for Quest Promotions.
Correct? Oh, yeah.
Like a shitload
money
of things.
And money spent.
And money spent, right? Mm-hmm. But you're not excited about this one in particular.
This one.
Not this one in particular, or not cross promotion as a concept?
No, I think cross promotion is like the biggest thing for Blizzard. That's how they get so many people to play these games, is because they load up the launcher and they're a big time Hearthstone player and they
right.
say, hey,
good or bad thing.
No, I think it's good. And probably, okay. You know, this probably won't affect me, like people coming into the games and just AFKing. It's mostly at the lower levels, so I mean, I'm not all too worried about it. But I think it's good that Blizzard does this kind of stuff. They're really big. I mean, Heroes of the Storm is essentially cross-promotion. It's characters from every single one of their games in one game. Mm-hmm.
But I think Heroes of the Storm is also the smallest player base of their games. Wouldn't you say that?
I heard somebody calling it a failure the other day.
Heroes of the Storm? Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, compared to other MOBAs, it's not nearly as big. So people always want to say, oh,
that was Lab Monkey.
Yeah. It's kind of nice that, you know, 15 games, it means you're authentically trying out the game.
Yeah.
Because you can
get... And I think that's what they were trying to do.
Especially with MOBAs, you can get the worst impression if you're just barely playing it. If you're not even grasping how the game is played. There's a learning curve, and a lot of people are intimidated by that. And maybe Blizzard tried to take out a giant learning curve that a lot of other MOBAs have. But for MOBA players, maybe that's what... is the least amount of appeal.
Totally. And you're saying, like, you know, they're going AFK. They could be having fun, but they're making sandwiches instead. Like, it's a good game. Just play the game.
Well, hopefully they've removed that issue from Leoric.
We'll see.
Because if you can't go AFK and get this accomplished, then people will actually have to play. And I could see how in Blizzard's mind, they're like, okay, we got a bunch of Overwatch players. We need to get more Heroes of the Storm players. How can we do that? Okay, let's do a promotion where you have to play Heroes of the Storm to get a sweet-ass Overwatch skin.
I'm sure that's exactly how that all
right?
goes down.
Isn't that like... Okay, you're making fun of me. All right, what's next up on the agenda?
Let's see what we got.
No, we're not done with BlizzCon. We didn't talk about my game.
Oh, yeah.
Hearthstone.
So Hearthstone.
His other game.
Hearthstone announced a new expansion, Mean Streets of Gadgetzan. Chi was saying just how fun Hearthstone is, that it doesn't take itself too seriously. And I totally agree. The video on this is totally that. It's a bunch of, like, gangsters and stuff in Gadgetzan, a bunch
she
of backhanded
play it because there's no Pandarians in Hearthstone, really.
I never played Pandaria.
True.
Yeah,
they still haven't released Monk. Still, there's no Death Knight. There's no Monk in Hearthstone. I don't know, but anyways, I'm super excited to play this one. This one will. So the last one was Karazhan, which was the single player one. So this one will just be packs. So this is not an adventure. This is just a new expansion with new packs, new mechanics, and everything like that. So I'm super excited about this one. I will pre-order the 50-pack. So, yeah.
Cool.
And a side note, I've been playing Arena with Hearthstone and been getting my ass kicked recently. I don't know. Jesus, I don't know the meta right now. So, anyways, last thing up. Bobby, do you care about this? Diablo 3 is getting a new class.
No, I think it's interesting that the new class is a necromancer because that was in Diablo 2 and it never made an appearance in Diablo 3, but now they're finally bringing it.
But it's so similar to the Witch Doctor in my mind.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
In terms of playability, yeah, I thought the Witch Doctor just replaced the necromancer.
That's where we all collectively thought, and now there is like, here's the guy you thought we had.
Yeah.
Kind of thing going on. But here's a nice point. I brought this up earlier. And Bobby, you can't answer by saying magic's not real. In gaming, in lore or whatever, what is your favorite branch of magic to play? If you're going to play a wizard,
if you're going to play a magic class,
like destruction or elemental or
like something like that. Well, those are pretty broad.
Or the different magic.
So I'll tell you like my favorite is necromancy in any game ever, even in Magic the Gathering. Necromancy was my thing.
So you're just pulling a Chad there where you ask someone a question and then immediately answer it yourself?
Yeah, of course.
I will answer this question with Enchanter. Ever since EverQuest, I've been fascinated about the Enchanter class because in EverQuest, that was pretty much the CC class. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They didn't have it where everybody had a specific type of CC like WoW does. In EverQuest, you needed an Enchanter in your group. Because you needed...
Can I cut in?
Yes.
I don't remember you ever playing an Enchanter.
I never did. I was just fascinated. I had already been locked in with my Erudite cleric.
Yeah.
I'm waiting to hear Bobby's answer.
Yeah.
Because he was asked the question.
No, it was just Emil and I talking.
You asked the question.
This is your first time on this podcast,
Amelia,
isn't it?
Amelia asked Bobby a question. Amelia answers his question. Chad answers his question.
Everyone has an interpretation on what each magic... Like, when I think CC, I think Frost. That's right. What crowd control magic would be to me. Fire would be damage. Electricity would be, I don't know, damage, I guess.
These are archetypes. Yeah, well, electricity would be group damage.
Well, you could talk about like a conjurer would be a class. A mage would be a class.
This is my second one.
A wizard would be a class. A necromancer.
Those are very vague terms, though. Again, that's up to the game and how it interprets.
Whatever my question means to you, go ahead.
Answer it to however you want to say it.
I don't know. Warlock.
Yeah.
He's kind of the shady character. Yeah. You're not sure.
In the dark all the time.
I can see him.
I think I relate everything to World of Warcraft. So when I hear warlock, I think someone who has to balance like mana and health. That like they have to do damage to themselves to like do damage to the enemy
Hots
and
drain.
Yep.
Yeah. So I don't know.
And that's what necromancer means to me. So I think we're right. Oh, is that
no,
what your
necromancy
answer is?
To me necromancy, I just think is more summons.
Yeah, yeah, that's a lot
summons.
Of conjuring.
Summons,
yeah, or conjuring.
See, in EverQuest, you would have to damage yourself to get more mana. Hmm.
Or blood
like
mage.
That, so.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, blood magic.
Want to know what Chi's answer is?
Yeah, what is it?
I don't know what Bobby's that.
He's still thinking. Yeah, let him think. Go ahead, Chi.
Oh, my destruction mage, basically. I think in WoW terms, too.
Just raw damage.
Raw DPS.
Just fucking fireballs and gears.
Mad in the deeps. Okay. That's my choice.
Wasn't the warlock the destruction class or talent tree?
Yeah. We are talking WoW.
Sorry,
she just
right.
means just in general.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
I don't know. I guess I'll just choose pyro because that just seems the simplest.
Ooh,
it's like straight damage.
Yeah. So you and Chi are kind of
fireball.
The same.
Yeah,
okay.
That's exactly it.
The one thing I want to say about Diablo 3 is I feel like a new class just means you get to play the game again because the class changes the game so much that
right. Well, even playing
it changes the experience a little bit, yeah.
So are you guys interested in playing Diablo 3 again?
No, because when I played it through the first time, unfortunately, I was being carried through the game. Like, I blinked, and then the game was... I was killing Diablo with titties, and it was over. And I was like, why? Like, I didn't actually feel like I had a gaming experience. Why would I want to rinse and repeat?
But then now you have a whole new chance at it. You can play another class.
Only because it's Necromancer, I might give it a shot. When I go by... When I click on my... So you go... What's the launcher called? The Blizzard launcher?
Yeah.
When you go down the left side and you
click... Blauncher? Okay, sorry.
That's a stretch. When you go down and you see the status of all your games, they say bot. Diablo 3 is... It says something like in contention or something because I had a bunch... It got hacked. And I was already not playing it, so I didn't care. I don't even know if I can retrieve that account anymore. Hmm.
I have bought on everything except StarCraft 2, and you can actually reorganize them on your launcher. Mm. You can put ones you don't like on the bottom.
It's like rating which drugs you're addicted to the most.
Yep.
Cool.
The answer is crack. I think... Oh, and there's one last
AKA
thing.
AKA World of Warcraft.
I know we've been talking BlizzCon all night, but esports, can you click on the tab up top there?
Oh, my God. I got to pee again.
Jesus Christ. You have the smallest bladder of any... Anybody alive?
It's the reason why we came together. Somebody asked how I, Lab Monkey asked how I actually joined DL Gaming, and it's because Emilio had to pee, and Sam told me you guys had a podcast. Otherwise, thank you, Emilio's bladder.
Yeah, I am not appreciative of it. You gotta actually click on it, Bobby. There you go. So I just wanted to bring this up. There's five. BlizzCon has all five of their games going simultaneously. There's three world championships going on. The WoW Arena, which is $250,000 prize pool. There's the Hearthstone World Championship, which is $1 million prize pool. And there's a StarCraft prize pool world championship, which I believe is $250,000. Bobby, can you click on that one? I think it's
StarCraft. Oh, I bet that sounded terrible on the mic.
No, that's all right. So that's $500,000. So there's a ton of money being up for grabs this year at BlizzCon. Heroes of the Storm is, I think, another one that's going to be $1 million. And there's the World's Cup, which for Overwatch, which they didn't list a prize pool at all. So I think there's close to $3 million of prize money up right during BlizzCon. For their esports. Bobby, obviously you're watching Heroes of the Storm. We walked in to you watching Heroes of the Storm. Anybody else watching any of these esports?
I am not watching it, but I'm hearing plenty about the Overwatch World Cup. U.S. just got punched out.
Damn it. I was going to watch the whole thing. You spoiled it.
Oh, whoops.
Spoilers.
That's not much of a spoiler. We are terrible.
Yeah, we suck.
We're terrible at video
games. Like, are we good at any video game?
Well, no. I mean, we won League Dota Legends, last year, but this year, and how did we do in League? Cloud9 did not do very well, if I recall correctly. We did horrible in HOTS.
StarCraft,
we don't even exist.
Even more proof that Asians are future people.
Or do they just have more time than us? I think it's more culturally acceptable also in their...
Absolutely.
Okay. I think that's a strong...
It's a can of worms here.
And Bobby's excited to get into this, so we'll save that for another episode.
No, I just feel like it's a conversation we've had like a million times before.
Anyways, by the time you're listening to this, all this shit will be over because it will be Tuesday, so...
You can thank Chad for that.
So, yeah. So I hope you watch some of it. Pretty much, if you're a gamer, you're into at least one of these five games. And so I encourage you guys to watch whatever.
Unless you're Fake Sack and your rig can't run any of these games.
Yeah, that's true, too.
What is...
I might have to go to the bathroom here. So why don't you start us off on highlights?
Sure. I can't really say much about this. Re-Encounter. There's another shout-out to Pharaoh Steve. He has a YouTube channel, and he has a decent amount of subscribers, so check him out on YouTube. It's YouTube/PharaohSteve. But he sent me some extra games that he had around. One of them was Re-Encounter. Re-Encounter is a strategic turn-based combat game where you explore a randomly made-up dungeon. It reminded me a lot of... Oh, boy. What is that? This is why I need Chad. He's the one who gave me this game. He bought it for me, and I can't think of the name of it. But basically, it's strategic combat, turn-based, grid, hexagon-style game. And Jesus Christ, I can't even talk. I'm drunk. Anyway, graphics aren't that great, but there is surprisingly deep amount of items and intricacies going on. The combat has a lot to long way to go, but there I really like the one thing that I really did like is the how many items there were and how those items interact with each other. Chad, what is that?
You said about six words while I was in the bathroom.
Yeah,
what is a lot of ums and ahs.
Yeah, what is that game where you start off in and you come out of like a stasis chamber and it's all text based for the most part?
Oh, and it's zombies and shit.
And you're going around on grids.
That's a zombie game.
Not really a zombie game. Anyway, it doesn't matter. I can't really recommend this. I don't know how much it costs.
Stasis chamber.
$4.49 maybe for $4.50. I had maybe that much fun with it, but there's many more options that I just get XCOM 2 if you're going to play this kind of game.
Fair enough.
See, I don't love everything, guys.
That's true. Only 90% of it. So I'm still on the mobile train, so I'm going to talk briefly about two mobile games.
When do you have time to play all these mobile games?
I thought we were a PC gaming podcast.
Well, I'm going to cover an iPhone later. So.
So I've been on this kind of like all mobile games have kind of been the same to me. And so I actually did something kind of smart where I said maybe it's because I refuse to buy paid games. Maybe all these free-to-play games are all the same because they are free, but they want you to spend money, so it ends up being these same type of games.
Right.
So I said, you know what? I'm going to pay for a game this week, and I'm going to give that game a go. So I picked this game called Neo Monsters because I kind of wanted to play Pokemon, and this was the game that was kind of close to Pokemon. It had a good review and all.
Is there? It was a dumb question.
It was nine.
Is there a Pokemon on like?
I can't find one.
Not on
iTunes or Android. Wow. I can't find one. No. Hmm,
interesting.
So they have a lot of clones, like
Pokemon. What?
Like a game, like a Pokemon,
like a traditional RPG Pokemon.
Hmm. Like the original Pokemon,
like Red, Blue, Gold, Silver. Hmm.
Well, because Bobby played Pocket Mortys, which is very similar to Pokemon, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and you liked it, right?
Yeah, it was a good game.
So Neo Monsters is another clone of Pokemon. It was 99 cents. The problem is,
is it like Neo Pets? Just made the...
Yeah, it is. It's very similar to that. Which is Neo Pets.
Cute and adorable?
No, they're not. But it's still a really good game. The problem is I undershot it, so I picked a 99-cent game. I probably should have picked a $2.99 game or something like that because this 99-cent game still wants me to pay money to do other things, and that was kind of the point that I wanted to get around is I wanted to play a game that was whole and of itself and was just playable.
Okay, but Neo Monsters on its own, what did you think?
Fun. I'm still playing it. Good.
Do you want to name your Neo Monsters?
No, they're set up like Pokemon where it's like fucking Pikachu, but they've got their own name for their own Pikachu style guy or whatever, but it's fun. 99 cents wasn't that much obviously. And, I haven't really been enticed to have to spend more, but they do have a lot of options to spend more if you want to. So, take it for what it's worth. It's kind of hitting that Pokemon itch that I was trying to get, so I'm having fun there. So that's it. And then the other one that I just downloaded, so I've only started to get into, is DC Legends. And DC pisses me off so much because DC sees what Marvel does and then like a year later decides, oh, we should probably do that
in a shittier version.
Yeah. So DC Legends is essentially Avengers Alliance. You know, we've already had Avengers Alliance 2, so DC Legends is finally now getting into this, and they're doing a good job. This seems like a decent game, but it's literally just Avengers Alliance.
Sorry, did you pay $2.99 for this?
This is free. This is a premium game.
So you're already off of your theory this week.
Well, so I was only going to play Neo Monsters, but then late this week, I had a buddy that came in at work who he and I played Avengers Alliance and all this stuff together.
So you mostly play your mobile games at work?
No, I play mostly on the shitter. Let's be honest.
You're on the shitter that long?
That's good. Yeah, I got bowel problems.
I feel like you belong in San Francisco, like where you would be on, is it BART?
BART, Bay Area Rep Street.
Do you know how much pen the shit?
45 times a day.
45 times a day.
No way.
Yeah.
They're just walking and shitting all over the place.
Yeah, it's because...
Sounds about right.
That's why the only part like that isn't white or black, that brown part,
yep,
that's because of that.
Yeah. Anyways, DC Legends is good. It's free. Give it a try. If you're into the DC characters, I recommend it. If you're not into DC characters, play Avengers Alliance.
Cool.
Well, I wanted somebody else to talk.
Gee, you got something up there?
Yeah, I definitely do. Let's talk about old game title that's been mentioned on the podcast, but actually, okay, so earlier in this podcast, Emilio complained about not playing the same games. We need to be on Family Share. For this week, we finally played a game together. I was gracefully gifted Vermintide, and was it worth it?
Giving it to you?
No, yeah, spending time with me on Vermintide.
Phrasing.
Well...
So you played with who? It was you and Chi and who else?
And Captain Gummy and Beirut.
And Captain Gummy. Fucking
two listeners.
Captain
Bobby,
Gummy.
Now, we're not on a podcast. We're just having a conversation between me and you.
All right.
You really liked Left 4 Dead 2, right, Bobby?
Yes.
Amazing game.
Amazing game, right? One of your favorites, one might say.
The best.
Yeah. Now, what would be the worst part of Left 4 Dead?
The worst part of Left 4 Dead 2?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Would it shitty be teammates
people,
that run ahead.
Would it be people that don't group up?
Yep, or shitty teammates that run ahead.
That run off and do their own thing.
Out for blood. Out for the kill.
Would that I see be where maybe, this is going.
Would that be maybe the worst thing?
I feel like you have an agenda here. Is there something you want to say?
No, not at all. And so back to the regular podcast. Chi, you know, I had a good time, Chi.
No, it was a good time. Okay, so I got to play Vermintide, and I am a big Left 4 Dead player. And when I played Warhammer Vermintide, I see the elements of Left 4 Dead, but it just didn't quite... It's not anywhere close. I see where they got a lot of the appeal of working through a stage, doing certain swarm enemy events, and having special... special
classes.
Enemies, that you had to be.
What was the automatic
of?
One?
The rattling gun.
The rattling gun.
Yeah,
that's
get
right.
It? The
best
rat with the Gatling
ever.
Gun yeah. Rattling, yep. And it was enjoyable, but it
you
just
kept
wasn't.
Dying?
It wasn't
Is
Left 4 Dead.
Happened?
I mean, I'm a Left 4 Dead player, and with Vermintide, the way I went in, I was like, okay, I don't know what class I want to be. Let's do this. Let's try the archer. And I was
That's
like, okay, sweet, archer, I'm going to use my bow and arrow nonstop. False. The ammo in that game is so scarce that you are most of the time just using melee. Mm-hmm. And you're just spamming melee. And it's not even Left 4 Dead melee where, you know, like timed with shove correctly, you could be unstoppable. With this one, you just felt like you were how did I put it? I felt like I was trying to get raped by the bubonic plague. Mm. Like, it was just these giant rat men and swarming me from all angles, coming from who knows where. I don't hear their footsteps. I can't even tell when a special infected rat guy, a ratling, is coming.
The sound
and
is pretty bad in
Yeah, the
game.
Sound is awful. I see where they were trying, but the execution for me, I was extremely frustrated because I couldn't put a shotgun to everyone's face and just, like, run through the game, which I was trying to do.
So, Milo, why were you frustrated? Let's go back to that.
I was You know, when you're looking at your friend's outlines, and there's a big outline, and there's a big outline, and there's an outline, whoa, like a little, you can't even see an outline, it just looks like a blue dot, she's so far away. I mean, they are so far away, it could be anybody. I'm not pointing finger. And we're all trying to get the quest done, and she's like, yeah, take that, you rat.
So, are you saying that might be one of the reasons why she didn't have that great of a time?
No, I mean, I honestly wasn't really first to die. Normally, when the person runs off all by themselves,
she was
first to die.
Killing plenty.
Okay.
I was killing plenty and still not getting the right experience. I was slashing the shit out of Captain Gummy because his dwarf model looked exactly like all and each and every other enemy that you come across, because they're all rat people.
Captain Gummy.
Yeah, and it's...
And that's one of our biggest complaints about this game is, like, there's not enough color in this game.
Attacks. Yeah,
there's so little color that you can't even tell who your buddies are.
I know, I wasted half of my attacks on... Yeah. Yeah.
They need to follow Gauntlet, where
and that's another
primary
thing.
Color.
Captain Gummy didn't know his role. I don't think he plays the tank class, right? Like, hats off to Bobby. Bobby plays an amazing dwarf, like, so well, and he... It really is the center of all of the action.
Class? Is that why?
Yeah.
Because
well, you can equip different weapons with each character. But what I love about the dwarf is you have a lower sight line than the rest of the characters. So when you guys are up there fighting over my head, I'm looking at like the knees of rats.
That actually happened where like Captain Gummy's like, where is the health potion? And Beirut's like, right here in this chest. But his sight line didn't let him peer into the chest. He had to get on a chair to be able to.
That is to hilarious. Look.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, and that was the other thing, too, is Chi was streaming, and I wasn't privy to this for a while. So I would explain maybe for a minute, and then 2 minutes later, she had asked me what I just explained while she's over there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Which led to more frustration.
More frustration.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah.
So she had mentioned...
I wasn't hurting the team, but I wasn't helping the team.
So
that's
she had mentioned before we started streaming about some sort of rage quit. I still haven't gotten to that part of the story. Are you guys trying to avoid that? Because I want to hear this.
No, it wasn't rage quit. It was girlfriend aggro. Yeah. I complain about boyfriend. The only time I shut down my stream now is because of boyfriend aggro.
Gotcha.
And it's not even aggro. He's not angry. He's just home.
He wants to have sex.
Yeah.
No, and
a little cuddle time. That's okay.
And he's not a PC gamer, so he just can't.
But you guys are still playing Divinity together.
Oh, yeah, totally.
How far are you guys in Divinity?
We are super far.
Super far is 16? A variable term in...
Level 16 out
how
of
far
20.
Is that?
What level are we, Bobby? 12?
Mm, yeah, around 12.
Yeah.
Okay. So
and
you guys
just
are...
broke into, the third map area. So
the third map? God damn it.
Where are you guys?
Bobby
first map, second
Bobby
map?
Yeah, we're pretty far behind.
Yeah.
Bobby's three games are all somewhere on the second map.
But you guys aren't playing co-op up until 7 a.m. in the morning like him and I are.
It's
You should be streaming all that just for the hell of it.
Gee, where does this rank on your games ever? Highest?
Divinity?
Rating? Yeah.
Probably top five, honestly.
That's really good,
on the lower scale.
Is Max liking it as much as you?
Oh, he is loving the shit out of it.
He's a gamer that doesn't know it. He's an in the closet gamer. And when he bursts out of the closet, he's going to be more of a gamer than you are.
Bobby, can Chad play your character on my game so that we can just get through this game?
Yeah. Anybody who joins that game should be able to play.
But he sucks
character.
At games. We're not going to kill anything.
Who's this? Me?
I'm just stuck. Yeah, you. All right, let's move on.
Wow, I didn't know I sucked at games. Okay. I have a quick question. On the Steam store page, they have a checkbox for VR, and you can check the Vive, and you can check the Oculus. Is there a way to exclude VR? Because when I'm looking at lists, it's always got the triangle of the VR games.
I think I know why.
Is there a way to exclude that?
No way, because then you wouldn't be tempted to purchase one.
Well, fuck that. Like, I don't want to see a list of 20 games and 10 of them are fucking VR games that I can't fucking play. Like,
very smart, Chi. That's exactly what
it is. That's exactly why.
Well, some VR games you can still play, but they just aren't in virtual reality, obviously.
Might as well be playing
Steam,
on mobile.
It's going to be redoing their whole interface. Isn't that the word on the street?
I don't know. Is that what you're hearing?
I've heard things. feel like I'm Robert De Niro here. I hear things.
Well, okay. When you're 23rd in the world,
yeah,
you're privy to things.
They talked about it. I read about it somewhere, but then they talked about it on the PC Gamer podcast too. Steam has been hinting that they're going to completely redo the UI around December. So if they do, maybe they will give you the option to omit VR games.
Cool. Well, I would appreciate that. So I finally ran Karazhan, had a great time in WoW. They have an extra boss in Karazhan, which is only available if you do the speed run. And so that's kind of like the next goal, is to be able to get this next boss in Karazhan. But dude, Karazhan has been revamped and I had a great time. Some of the most fun gaming I've had
in the past
month or two. But the thing is, like, they redid Karazhan, but you go in there and you remember Karazhan if you had played it originally. But the bosses are all tweaked enough that you think you know what's going on, and then suddenly it changes, and then you don't know what's going on. So it's really cool. New players that go in will just appreciate it, but then old players that go in, we'll see, like, oh, okay, this is what's changed and this is what's different.
I believe they call that member berries.
What do they call it?
I like member.
Member Karazhan? Yeah,
Is that a South Park thing?
It totally is.
You've got to watch this season of South Park.
Okay. I think they had a bye week this week. A new episode came out this last Wednesday.
No, there was a new episode recently. I'm one behind, but yeah, it is on point.
Is that the old school raid thing too?
No.
Okay.
The other thing that went on this week for me in WoW is I've started to get into some transmog stuff. And so,
ooh, sounds racy.
So in WoW, you can just reskin your gear to be other things, but you can only reskin it to things you've already collected.
Oh, interesting.
So if you want to reskin it to ever. Not, well, since this ability's come
out. Oh, okay.
So all these, like, old stuff from Molten Core, stuff from all these old ones, if you want to reskin it, you have to go in and get the gear. And the only way to go in there is to go in and do the old raids.
On your own. Yeah.
So
I've done that.
This week I decided to go and see what I could do. Obviously, I'm a monk class, so 90% of the fucking raids, I only get, like, the base leather gear. Because they didn't have
they
don't have a monk class.
Yeah.
But I went in and I did all the old raids. I also went in and did all the...
Wait, in large groups, small groups?
Like smaller.
Solo.
Large enough. Yeah, oh, solo.
You killed Ragnaros by yourself.
Single hit, auto attack, dead.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. I did a similar thing before I stopped playing with ICC to get some gear there, and I think there's a possibility of getting a mount.
Yeah.
The only time I remember going
Chad. An auto attack, you killed him?
Yeah, auto attack.
That doesn't make sense.
The only time I remember going in and doing that, I like it. I like that it gives you appeal to go back and do things like that. I had to do that and collect, like, a small group. I only played up to TBC, so I had to collect, like, a small group to go into, Zul'Grub?
And
to get to get, like, the polymorph spell, to get a special enchantment rare drop.
ZG's gone now. I don't think you can even do ZG anymore because they reskinned it to, like, a 5-man, I think. Anyways, the last point I wanted to make up with this is, so they have this ability called time walking, which I mentioned during the BlizzCon half an hour ago. But basically, they've retuned a lot of the 5-mans that you can go in, and they're retuned to the current level, and you can play the old 5-mans and you can get stuff from these old 5-mans. But what I really want them to do is retune these old raids to be 5-mans so you can go in and actually do it, because all these old raids, I've one or two shot everything.
Well, they did it with Naxxramas, right? A long time ago. The first one
they redid the raid to be a new raid. What I want them to do is redo these old raids to be just 5-mans.
Right.
So you can go in with a couple of buddies and just have a good time. Because I didn't see any of the mechanics of any of these old bosses. Because,
well, shouldn't every raid scale to what you have on? I thought that's what we were doing now.
No. They don't scale.
But that should be. Right? Is that what you're talking about?
No, I don't want to. You're not going to be able to get 20 people to go in and do Molten Core. But you can probably get a 5 buddies to go and do Molten Core.
That's what I'm saying. Everything should scale to whatever you got going on, whatever levels you are.
No, they don't do that. That's not how it works. The new stuff kind of does that, but not the old stuff. That would take a lot of code work to do to go and do the old stuff. Anyways, so I've been having fun. I'm going to see how far I can take the old raids. I'm trying to get to the Mists of Pandaria stuff because that's when monks came out, and that's where all the monk gear is. So I'm trying to get there, but I don't know if I can solo Mists of Pandaria. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, this is all your stuff, man.
Oh, the last one is there is two videos on the making of Rocket League on YouTube. They're each about 20 minutes long. I haven't watched all of it yet, but it's pretty well done, and it's cool to kind of just see what went into how Rocket League was even created and started. So if you YouTube making of Rocket League, you'll be able to find it. It's from a group called NoClip, I believe it's called.
Do they have this on Steam? Because I've seen these on Steam pages like...
I'm not sure. I've only seen it on YouTube, but YouTube making of Rocket League, if you could, Bobby, while I talk about this next one. It seems like it's well made and everything. So if you're interested, I know there's a lot of Rocket League fans. So give it a go and see what it's all
about.
This
is, you know, they have their own story because they're a runaway hit, you know?
Yeah, they were a small company.
And it just blew the fuck up.
Yeah.
And they're doing their best to keep up with all the, just everything that there is. I mean, geez.
Yeah.
Wild expectation is... like exceeded by far.
Yeah. So talk about your phone, Amir.
Just going to say that I'll review it next week, but I got the Google Pixel. It took one day for me to get it. I'm also going in on a new network, which is Project Fi. That's also Google's network where they borrow stuff from other places, which kind of sounds like Boost Mobile, but they do it smarter than that. So next week I will have used it for a week and I'll be able to give you a better review if you're not happy with your phone. And, you know, we all have a phone.
Well, you are going from an iPhone. Have you ever used Android phones before?
No. This is going to be my first Android.
Oh,
so
welcome.
This is first Android, first Google, and first Project Fi, all at the same
right.
time.
Yep. So that's the whole thing. I mean, it's almost like everybody used to have a baby, and now people don't have babies and they have phones. Or a dog. Or a dog and a
dogs.
Phone.
Coming up the elevator into Bobby's. Coming up the elevator into Bobby's place, there were
30s.
Three dogs in my elevator. More dogs.
You see a lot of dogs around here.
Yeah.
People around here have more dogs than they do kids.
Yeah, exactly. How many strollers versus dogs, Bobby? We're going to have the Japan problem.
Funny thing is,
in San Diego, it's like that. Go to the Midwest, it's a completely different story.
Because we have shit to do other than fuck each other in here.
Exactly.
Unfortunately.
And this is just really quick for me. What's the magic question?
Magic.
Oh, we already covered it.
Yeah, we covered
that. Okay. So I'll be quick about it. Last couple weeks, I promised to get back into streaming, and so far, so good. I've managed to stream Wednesday, Thursday is almost guaranteed. That's my weekend, essentially, for the week. So if you're interested in coming by and checking me out, it's twitch.tv/smoochi, S-M-O-O-X-C-H-I. Thank you for anybody that's participated. I do like to play a lot of cooperative or competitive online
games. She's
going to
play Dishonored
games.
Next week. So
Don't sign me up for something like that. Not quite yet. I did play Skyrim, and I purchased and played Skyrim Special Edition, which we'll be going further in about soon, too. For me, I only played Skyrim when it first released. I played it for a good 20-some hours, I would say. But it was so long ago, it felt the same but new. I haven't gotten into much of the content, special edition content. And I never beat the game, so I do plan to play it through. The only real difference I've noticed being so early into the game is that alt tab works. That's the most thing I've noticed.
Graphical difference, G?
Graphically,
it's hard to say.
It's hard to say because it's been so long. But it's a good excuse to play Skyrim and beat it.
Maybe before next week, you can maybe just look at a video of vanilla Skyrim and then compare it.
Yeah.
Because I don't know.
Once I beat Divinity, so.
Yeah.
Which it sounds like you're pretty close. You got to be.
Does it incorporate the, what do you call it, the graphic upgrade for their graphics?
Oh, for sure. The big thing, the big seller for this is the graphics.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, primarily, but apparently not their sound. And we'll go right into news here. So they came out with this special edition. And one thing you probably never find modded ever in any game is sound.
Yeah.
They'll add sounds, but they won't modify the existing sounds. It must be a thing. Like, you can't rework stuff. So anyway, one of the things that came out, it was noticeably different or worse than the original game. And that was kind of a snafu on their part, whatever. There's been patches. The patches are available. Chi, did you notice that the sound was terrible?
I was streaming while I was playing the game.
Oh, yeah.
So I probably had sound requests,
that
song
could be
requests
distracting.
On in
like,
the back, and that's very
like
distracting.
Killing thousands of rats in the corner, distracting. No, I get it. No, totally.
No, speaking of interesting sound effects, of course, I hate Vermintide for their lackluster in sound. But yeah. I don't hate the game, just, you know, the fact that I couldn't hear anything coming at me. But with Divinity, it's weird because when I'm playing the game, sometimes the music just stops when I'm and during a boss fight. Like,
what?
I won't even get boss fight music, and it's very disappointing. But
well, maybe the record skips.
Yeah, but what's interesting, I'm playing it so much, it doesn't know what to do anymore. But I'm fighting a troll king, and the only thing I can hear are the footsteps of a rat crawling across a cave floor, and it sounds like somebody just tapping in the corner.
Like a critter?
Hmm? Yeah, like a critter? No, it's like...
Wow.
Actually, if you didn't know, that's because one of the people watching your stream has an open mic.
Open mic.
And that's what's going on.
Yep. All right, what else? What other news?
Bobby cannot be more disappointed. Yep. Darkest Dungeon sells 1 million copies, and mod support is inbound. So, yeah, more good things from my favorite person.
Yep. And,
I mean, we interviewed him, but I don't know how that went because I was about as drunk as I am now. I haven't listened to it since because I'm embarrassed. So don't look that up with the search function that is underneath our Twitter feed on our website, dlgaming.net.
Wow.
Okay. But good for them. I mean, you deserve
it. I'm honestly a little surprised. I would have thought more than a million.
Yeah, I would have thought they were to hit this. But for an indie game,
pretty good.
A million
for a game of that
scale. I mean, it is good for sure, but...
Not
come
when
on,
you,
people.
I mean, this isn't Call
this
of
game's
Duty.
Amazing. Buy fucking Darkest Dungeon. What the fuck?
Not when you work for beep, buy it. edit.
I heard we had to do some editing last episode.
This was a jaw dropper for me. EA confirms Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Of course.
For 2017. Now,
they made so much money. They got
gross. Oh, I can't stop burping.
Yeah.
It's hard to talk when you can't stop burping. Anyway, so Battlefront just came out this year, right?
About
a year ago.
Battlefront has to be the new Call of Duty. So.
Yeah, well, this is EA we're talking about, by the way.
Oh, that's right. So they're really.
Oh, that makes more sense. Like a yearly installment.
It's been more than a year. So, like, by the time it comes out, it'll probably have been 2 years. 2 years this does not seem like that real.
Okay, I guess I don't know. Maybe
Star Wars Battlefront 2 is coming out. That's I'm not sure if you actually said that.
Yeah, I think I finished the sentence. But what I'm saying is, like, they still have some of the best graphics, if not the best graphics in the game right now. They announced number 2. For me, it was just I didn't see this coming at all. Did you guys?
I would have smacked so.
Nobody else is shocked except for me,
considering
I guess.
Considering the success of the game.
I don't think it was successful either, though. That's
really
the other thing. And I think that's why they're making this one.
I think a lot of people bought the game when it came out, but I don't think a lot of people continued to play it.
Yeah,
afterwards.
The tail is done.
Yeah, the community died away quick, and I think
it might
coming
be very
out
big on
one,
console.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, it was very popular when it came out. I remember a lot of people buying it and playing it, but I think that if they come out with another one, it's going to just bring that community back together again. Everyone's going to be playing it again and hopefully stick around longer. And that's what they're going for.
They better fix the fucking issues with the last Battlefront.
Did Battlefront have a campaign?
Well, I think they...
They did sort of. They had like multiplayer. Didn't they have like multiplayer that you could do in order or something like that? I forget.
It was mission accomplished for them. Listen, they got non-gamers back into it because how pretty it was. This was not for the hardcore gamer. This was a cash grab. But they put their due diligence in. The graphics were superb, but the game was like an Overwatch game. Just let's make as many people happy as possible, which makes the hardcore not happy. And
they just made some really fucking stupid decisions on this game, I feel like.
Like the card mechanic or what?
The one that pissed me off the most is the concept. What they should have done, I feel like, is done the Call of Duty style where mm-hmm. you had kill streaks, which would have gotten you different perks. In this game...
It's random, right?
No, it literally spawned at the same point. And people were literally fighting over the same point to get the buff to be able to turn into Darth Vader or Luke Skywalker or whatever.
Well, there was a coin you'd have to pick up.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, it wasn't random.
You
wouldn't
have to fight. You just have to get there first.
It wasn't based on skill. It was based on fucking location.
But then the casual gamer never gets to be Darth Vader.
Yeah, exactly.
Which you're okay with.
No, I'm not okay with.
You're okay with never being Darth Vader.
I want them to have the kill streak bonus. Which I
we had this exact conversation when we covered it last time, which we're both on the same.
I just think
neither of our opinions have changed.
Yeah, they're just I think they just played it stupidly, and I hope Battlefront 2 fixes some of the things that I have a problem with. Maybe not you.
Speaking of changing opinions, Chi, have you switched sides over here? Every time you've come over, you've had the 7-Eleven coffee cup with the Democrat on it, and now you have a Republican one.
Oh, no, it's because they ran out.
No, okay.
Everybody must have been buying the Democrat.
Right. Okay. We are in California.
We are a blue state. So.
And I was born in Minnesota, which is another Democratic state.
Okay.
And, but yeah, so, you know, within the studio here, I'll call it the studio, Bobby's studio.
The casting couch area.
The studio that Bobby pays mortgage on.
The drinkers are Emilio and Chad. I, most of the time, am drinking my coffee, and there's a 7-Eleven right outside, and I always drop in and get the largest cup available, mm-hmm. which now is themed Democratic or Republican, and this time they only had...
Oh, the 7-Eleven downstairs?
Yeah,
I boycotted that one for about a year and a half.
Thank you for...
Do you go to the Circle K, though?
By the way.
The Circle K? Well, I did when I was not going to the 7-Eleven, but I go to the 7-Eleven now. It's all good.
Why were you boycotting?
No, I know.
Please explain this.
Because it's ridiculous. I remember. You know how bad my memory is? Yeah. It's because he had a rock star in his pocket, and the guy that works there thought that he stole the rock star. And so he accused him of stealing it, and he's like, no, man, I walked in with this.
Of one rock star can. He thought I stole that.
Do you realize where this thing is?
Yeah.
Like, this is...
There's crackheads all around here.
I went into...
Well,
Bobby, I went into the 7-Eleven today, and yeah, there was a crackhead in the corner dancing.
Yeah, I understand. If I looked like that dude, if I was dancing in the street for quarters, yeah, but... And this is what I explained to the gentleman there. You know,
it's an effective strategy. I felt like throwing a dollar at him. He's like the 7-Eleven stripper.
Man, I'm not stealing a fucking soda water from
you. 65-year-old guys are robbing nonstop.
Yeah.
Like, they're on guard for everybody. You can't take it personally.
This was my grand scheme. It was my great heist.
Usually when I walk in, I tell the dude, hey, I'm walking in with this.
Do they even sell the brand of Rockstar you had in your pocket? Yeah. Bobby, oh, they did. Okay.
You tell them that you're walking in with something.
I'm walking in with this.
That's what people do.
Yeah.
I need to declare my innocence every time I walk into a 7-Eleven.
No, it's like you walking into a foreign country. You declare all sort. What do you call them? Customs? Yeah, you declare your customs.
No, it's bullshit. I told the guy... Like, and he saw me when I was pulling into my place in the underground park, and he saw, because they empty the trash down there, and he saw me pulling in there. I'm like,
Bobby, he didn't see anything. He sees a million people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, he sees me all the time. These guys, I fucking live right upstairs from this place.
How long did you boycott this 7-Eleven?
It's almost it was about a year and a half.
Yeah. They were fucking hurting.
What
because
did they
of
do?
It.
Make you, did they compensate?
He took my fucking rock star, yes.
Oh, dude, yeah. I would have called.
He's not backing down.
I would have called,
really
wrote a letter to corporate. I would have filed a complaint and then 7-Eleven.
That guy doesn't even.
Like
he's back in Pakistan.
Bobby, it could be worse. You could be accused of stealing at 7-Eleven or you could work at 7-Eleven.
Yep. There you go.
So cut the dude a little
Wait
slack.
Wait a second.
He's working at 7-Eleven.
Okay,
there's no shame in working.
Last night at 2 a.m., I went into a Valero
which is a gas station.
And I met one of the friendliest cash reps that I've ever met at any gas station. He had energy, he had enthusiasm.
You're an attractive Asian girl.
Like, well, no, I was there with Max, and not only
doesn't
that,
matter.
Look
he's
at
an
me.
Attractive Asian
I'm
girl.
I'm a bartender in one of the worst bars in San Diego.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't really judge a man by his gas station or a bartender by her bar. Just saying.
The point is, if you worked at 7-Eleven,
do not accuse me of stealing. Yeah, that's the lesson that I'm trying to put out there, all right? Because I will get a fucking outraged white guy on you like that.
And that's going to cost you $47 in sales.
Six
over the
negative
next
Yelp
year.
Reviews.
Yeah.
Fucking.
He's a Yelper.
Yeah. P.S.
It's like I collect creepy dolls and then I watch.
You do this?
Yeah.
I didn't know this.
And Bobby comes in with a creepy doll in his pocket and he's walking out with one and I'm like, hey, dude.
Yo, what are you doing with Clarice?
Yeah. You know what I'm saying, Bobby? Does that make any sense?
No.
They sell beverages and you walked in with a beverage. That's what they do. They have a wall of beverages.
So you walk into a clothing store and you're wearing clothing.
With tags on it?
Boom.
All right. All right. So
we got off on a little tangent there, but I think we're about done, right?
Maybe.
Probably the best part of the podcast.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
So you got anything to say?
No. I'd love to
hear. Do you
have
a haiku for this week?
Well, if you like my haikus, I will make plenty more.
I was thinking about making one for this episode.
I'll do a haiku next week.
All right. New one for next week?
I swear I could do a haiku for your pants.
Yeah, you like my pants?
I've been staring at Chad's pants.
She's been staring at
the whole entire podcast.
They're both white.
Not to sound awful and creepy.
They draw the
I'm going to take a picture of his pants and post it on our Instagram.
See, DL Gaming. It was Monsters, Inc. when I was looking at the pink
guy DL
on
Gaming
the left,
Podcast. Look
there's like an
for A-plus Chad's
there
pants
for some reason.
So speaking for Chad, Chi, and Bobby, and myself,
and my pants,
and Chad's pants. Don't speak for me. Speaking for you, you son of a bitch. And speaking for Bud Light and intoxication, I like to say titties for everybody. It's titties.